In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, when we're looking at the 15th chapter of St. John, the whole thing about the vine and the branches is that the Lord wants the branches to bear fruit and that our fruit would last. And when it comes to fruit, he's not talking about apples and peaches. He's talking about people, that we bear fruit, that we bring people into the kingdom of God. That we bring people into the kingdom of God. St. Paul said, because the Jewish people had rejected Jesus, most of them, the way he was going to show the Jewish people that Jesus was the Lord would be that they would be jealous of his life, that they would want what he has. My question is, do people want what you have? Do they get jealous? I remember my aunt saying to me, you know, I want what you have. And we prayed with her and she got it. You know, I want what you have. What do I have? You have a living faith. You have a living faith that produces love. You have so much. And I want what you have. So when we're reading the 15th chapter of St. John, we are reading about fruit. And fruit has to do with people. And people will come to know Jesus through us by our life and by our witness. Remember, the Holy Spirit will be given to you, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Chapter 15. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Yesterday we spoke about the vine in the Old Testament was considered to be Israel. And Israel did not bear succulent grapes, but sour grapes. And the Lord took down the walls and allowed the beasts to ravage Israel, the vine. I am the true vine. Jesus says he is the true vine. That what Israel was just a shadow of who Jesus is. He is the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. So therefore, if we are not bearing fruit, he cuts us out. We need to bear fruit. Lord, lead one person to me today, that I would be able to bear fruit, that I would be able to tell about Jesus. Lead just one person to me today. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. So the fruitful branches are pruned by the Lord. Pruned by, you know, and I'm going to say it's not easy to be pruned. Why does he prune us? That we bring forth more fruit. So he prunes us so that we bring forth more fruit. Now that you are clean, how are we made clean? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. He says to the disciples, you are clean already. You are clean already by the word that I have spoken to you. By the word of God, you are clean already. Abide in me, and I in you. What does it mean to abide? It means to stay in the branch, stay in the vine. How do we abide? By prayer. How else do we abide? By the way we live. We want to abide in Jesus. You see, I'm preaching to you today, and I don't want a double life. I don't want to preach to you today, and then I'm living another way. You know, I don't want to be that because you know what? God will throw me into the fire. I want to preach to you today, and I want my life to be a life that people can see and that it's not different when I preach and when I'm home. Have I ever fallen into sin? Oh, gosh, we all sin. The Lord rebuked me yesterday about saying something about somebody. You know, and he rebuked me. Today I had to apologize. It's, you know, we all fall short of the glory of God. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Only fruit is produced if we abide in the vine. I am the vine and you are the branches. This is something beautiful. The same life that flows through the vine is the same life that flows through the branches. And if we abide in him and he abides in us, my Lord, we will produce fruit. We will produce fruit for the kingdom of God. I am the vine. Not only is he the vine, he's the true vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. My Lord, that is so real. Do you know today that you can't even get through the day? That without Jesus we can do nothing. That's real. That's absolutely real. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. But abiding in Jesus through prayer and the way we live and by faith, I'm going to tell you, we will produce fruit. People will want what we have. People will want what we have. And you know what? We will give it to them. People will want what we have. If a man abides not in me, in other words, if we don't abide in the vine, if we don't abide in the true vine, if we don't abide in Jesus, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Cast forth as a branch and is withered. And what's the next line? And is gathered and cast them into the fire where they will be burned. So if we don't abide in him, because apart from him we can do nothing, if we don't abide in him through prayer and the way we live, through by grace, through faith, if we don't abide in him as faithful people, he takes us out of the vine and throws us into the fire. Sounds like hell to me. Sounds like hell to me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to live by grace through faith. I want to live by grace through faith. I want to produce fruit. I want to live in Jesus. I want him to live in me. I want to abide in the true vine. Do you? Do you want to abide in the true vine? If you abide in the true vine, you will produce fruit. Oh, you will be pruned. He will prune you, but you will produce fruit. There will be people that will follow you to heaven. Wherever we are going, people are going to follow us. Whether we're going to heaven or going to hell, people will follow us. This is real. We bring people where we are going. That's really real. There are multitudes that will follow me and you. They will follow us into eternity or into the fires of hell. I tell you, no one need to go to hell. Why? Because Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Because Jesus Christ poured his blood out for you and me. Because Jesus Christ was crucified and Jesus was buried and on the third day rose from the dead and sends his Holy Spirit. No one need go to hell. The option that saves us from hell is the cross. The cross. Cling on to the cross. Abide in the cross. Live under the cross. Let Jesus do whatever he wants to do in you, with you, and through you. That's so important. If you abide in me, if you stay in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask, and whatever you will, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, okay? Love your enemies. Do not hate them, but love them. Look at the flowers of the field. They neither sow nor reap, but yet Solomon in all of his splendor was not clothed like one of these. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. If my words abide in you, and you abide in me, you'll produce much fruit. Hallelujah. Then it says, you shall ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so that you will prove that you are my disciples. How do we prove that we are disciples of the Lord? Very easy. We abide in the vine. We abide in the true vine. And we produce much fruit, and so prove to be disciples of the Lord. A disciple is someone who sits at the feet of the Lord, learns from the Lord. If my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Yesterday, the word that I got was trust. Remember, I said you would find a penny. This morning, I saw the penny again, and the Lord says to me, trust. There's something that happened today that's really crazy. You know, really crazy, and could get me into trouble. It has nothing to do with me. It has absolutely nothing to do with me, but could get me into trouble. And the Lord showed me the penny today, and he said, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. In God we trust. In God we trust. Trust me. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Do I have to go on any further? I'm telling you, Jesus says this to you, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I love you in the same way the Father loves me. Come on, hear that word in your heart. I love you the same way that my Father loves me. And the Father loves me totally. I love you totally. I love you as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Live on in my love. Live on in my love. I want to say it again because, you know, if this is the only scripture that we know and realize and experience, this is enough. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. I want you to say it with me. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus loves me in the same way. As the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves me in the same way. As the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves me in the same way. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Okay? Another way of abiding in him, keeping the commandments. What is the commandment? That you love one another as I have loved you, and that you love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, your whole mind. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And what was the commandment the Father gave to the Son? You are the Redeemer. I send you into the world. You will die on a cross. You will save people from hell as they place their faith in you. The Father gave Jesus a commandment, and the commandment was that this child born in Bethlehem would be the sacrifice for the sins of all people, for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of Hitler, for the sins of all people, and it depends upon our faith as we accept this reality and surrender to Jesus. You know, we don't hear those words too often, surrender to Jesus. Give it all, give it all, give it all to Jesus. Surrender. You know, when I surrender, I want to make sure that this person is someone that's going to be a wonderful person. If I surrender my life to a woman because I'm married. I want to make sure that she has my best interest in hand and I have her best interest in hand. If I surrender to Jesus, I have to see how he is. He died on a cross. He bore my sins, your sins, and carried your infirmities and my infirmities. He is the Lord who is worthy of trust. He is the Lord who says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. And he says, I have kept my Father's commandments. I am the sacrifice. I will die on the cross. I will absorb the sins of the world. I will draw all men unto myself, all women unto myself. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full or complete. Jesus says this on the night before he dies, and he tells us that he has joy. He has joy. That's what he says. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and your joy may be full, may be complete. On the night before Jesus dies, he has joy. Who is the joy of Jesus? The disciples. The disciples, if they remain in the vine and bear fruit, and we know that they remained in the vine and bore fruit. We are all of us, descendants of the people he was talking to the night before he died. We are here because the apostles went out to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. We are here because the gospel with power was given to the disciples. But I'm telling you, let us not say, I don't have that power. You know, I want to know where it says in the Bible that miracles stopped with the last apostle. You find it, and then I'll believe it. You find it, and I'll believe it. It doesn't say it. It never did say it. It's somebody's theology, and it has nothing to do with the Bible, and it has nothing to do with the Word of God, and it has nothing to do with the truth. The things I do, Jesus said, you shall do also, and greater things shall you do, because I go to the Father. Now, these words are either true for everybody, or they're not true. They weren't just true for the apostles. They weren't just true for the disciples. They are true for us. They are true for us. They are true not only for us, they are true for you, and they are true for me. That's real. That's real. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy may be complete. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 Yes, the joy of the Lord. If you want joy, you must laugh for it. Ha, ha. And you know what? When people start laughing in church, people say, that's wrong. I'm talking about glorious laughing. I talk about the laughing of the Spirit. But that's wrong. They shouldn't laugh. Why? What do you want them to cry? You want them to cry? You know, what's it better to do, laugh or cry? It's both wonderful. If God causes someone to weep and weep and weep, that's wonderful. If God causes someone to laugh and laugh and laugh, hallelujah, that's holy joy. Jesus said, the joy that I have, I give to you. I give you my joy so that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. Listen carefully. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. It's a new commandment. The old commandment was love one another as you want to be loved. The new commandment is love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. That's what he calls us to do, to love one another as he has loved us, even unto death. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. Now, this is something absolutely new, because the only friend of God in the Old Testament was Abraham. Abraham was the friend of God. Now, Jesus says that we are his friends if we do what he has told us to do. Abide in the true vine. Bear much fruit. Love one another as he has loved us. Abide in the true vine. Receive my joy. My new commandment is love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did. He laid down his life for his friends, for you and for me. Jesus gave up his life for his friends. Remember, the only friend of God in the Old Testament was Abraham. Now he calls you friend. Don't betray his friendship. When we sin, we betray his friendship. That's why we have to run back and repent of our sins and give our life back to Jesus. I'm telling you, there are many temptations that cross our lives every single day. My temptation today was not to do the 15th chapter of John. I wanted to do something else, but I knew God wanted me for one reason or another to do the 15th chapter of John. So my temptation was to go someplace else and to preach from the someplace else. And the Lord wanted me to preach on John 15. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I know that. I know that. You want to know why? Because I found another passage in my Bible at home that I was going to preach on, and I knew it was wrong. And I looked for the passage in this Bible, and I can't find it. How stiff-necked am I? How stiff-necked am I? You know? That the Lord wanted me to preach from the 15th chapter of St. John, but I wanted to preach something else. And he wouldn't let me find it. Isn't that wonderful? I call you friends if you abide in me. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I wanted to go my way. I'm sorry, Lord. You know me. You know me, but you keep on pressing on, pushing me forth. You know me. You know me. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Let me tell you, Jesus laid down his life not only for his friends, the apostles, but it is for his enemies, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And while we were yet enemies of God, Christ died for us. The holy for the unholy, the righteous for the unrighteous. Jesus Christ died for us. Jesus Christ gave his life for us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life not only for his friends, but for his enemies. While I was an enemy of God, he loved me. He so loved me that he gave his life for me. Not when I was a friend of God, but when I was an enemy of God, Jesus gave his life for me. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what the Lord does, but I call you my friends. Hallelujah. Friends of the Lord. I am a friend of Jesus. For all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known unto you. Yes, the Holy Spirit will remind you all that I said unto you. All that I received from the Father, I make known to you. Listen to the next one. You have not chosen me. That's true. I have chosen you. It didn't start with you. It didn't start with me. He chose you. He chose me before we chose him. And he chose us from the foundation of the world. Let me read it again. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go out and bring forth fruit, and your fruit should last, your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. These things I command you, that you love one another, how? As I have loved you, as it says in another place. I've chosen Jesus because he first chose me. He first chose me, and he appointed me to go out and bear fruit. And I bear fruit by abiding in the vine. For apart from the vine, I can do nothing. I can do nothing apart from the vine. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. Take John 15 today. You are my friends. I chose you before you chose me. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you remain in my love, you will produce much fruit. If we are going to continue on these stations, I do need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you would like to see what we have on the internet, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. We have television and radio programs galore on www.inseason.net. And if you'd like to leave a donation on PayPal, www.inseason.net. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. May the Lord bless and keep you today. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.